The following program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.
Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al, Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until midnight tonight. I hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation here this evening. Our telephone lines are open. You can give us a call tonight at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And that'll get you on the air here tonight with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Well, we've got a few things to talk about tonight, and so we'll get into those things here directly, but let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer this evening. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air. Pray you bless the program. Use it for your glory tonight. Help us be a blessing to somebody. Help us to be an encouragement to somebody. Help us to point people to Christ, Lord, and we just thank you for the opportunity. Use us for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you tonight, and I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, here this evening. Hopefully my voice sounds a little better than it did last week. Whatever this stuff is going around, I was describing it. I said it's like somebody grabbed a hold of my nose and was squeezing on it, and then took a feather with pepper on it and stuck it up my nose and wiggled it around. I think Monday I woke up and started sneezing, and I was sneezing off and on all day Monday and Tuesday, and finally by Wednesday it subsided a little bit, but feeling a little bit better than I did last week at this time. So appreciate your prayers. Well, I want to remind you, too, that you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Find out more about the program. You can also listen to past programs there and a number of other things that I have available all at livewithpastoral.com. There's also a link there to our Facebook page. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. You can like us, follow us, whatever, on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And speaking of Facebook, you can watch us on Facebook. And so I just wanted to remind you of that. And as we get started here this evening, I do want to remind people, of course, the weather here in northeastern Ohio is terrible right now, but this is February in northeastern Ohio. We expect terrible. That's the that's what we normally have at this time. And it was kind of fun driving in here, but we made it in. Just more worried about some of the other people who were leaving Super Bowl parties and things like that because of the weather. They were racing out there as if it was still nice dry roads, and the roads would have been dry if they weren't covered with snow, I guess, and a little bit of ice in spots. But I hope if you're out on the road here in northeastern Ohio, keep safe and keep an eye on those other people that are out there. Some people are driving like it's clear roads right now, but hope you'll stay safe on the roads. Listen to us, and if you're home, stay in, stay warm, and hope you'll give us a call tonight. 888-677-9673 is our phone number there. And sometimes when the weather's bad, it's hard to get the radio signal. And I just like to remind people that you can listen to the program in other ways other than simply on the radio. One way that you can go, of course, is by going online. You can go online, and online you can, at our Facebook page, of course, you can watch us on Facebook Live, and on Facebook Live you can listen to the program, watch and see what's happening in the studio. And also there's another option. You can go to the website at whkwradio.com. That's whkwradio.com, and you can click on the Listen Live page there, and you can listen to the program streaming over the internet. And Another option that's popular with some people, I have it on my phone. I was just reaching around there trying to get my phone. Thought about it as we were coming on. There is a smartphone app. I have an Android device, and you can go to the Google Play Store and download the free app for, I had it here, of course, and as soon as I had it, it decided to go away from me. And I wanted to give you the correct word. It's 1220, the correct name, and I believe it's the word 1220 AM. The word 1220 AM is what I've got on here, and you can find that at the Google Play Store, and you can listen to the program on the app there as well. All right, well, excuse me, and still got a little residual problems with my voice, but hopefully we'll be able to muddle through here one way or another tonight, and we're going to get into a few things and reminder I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and certainly invite you to visit us there and invite you to come out and take part in our services. If you're looking for a church where we preach the Bible, stick with the book, and also talk about what's happening in the world in light of these things, in light of God's Word, I should say, you can come out and visit us. We have a Bible study on Friday nights at 7 o'clock in the evening, runs till about 9. It's very informal. We discuss things, you bring questions, and we talk about them. We have some refreshments and things. Like I said, very informal gathering, and so we talk about a variety of things. Sometimes we'll talk about more current events things. Sometimes we'll talk about more theological topics, but we always try to relate everything in regards to the Word of God. And, of course, then our regular services are Sunday morning at, we have 10 o'clock Bible study. We're looking at some apologetics on proofs of God's existence. And then at 11 o'clock, our morning worship service, currently preaching through the book of Galatians. And then Sunday evening, preaching through the book of Psalms. And all of those services are held at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. That's Northern Summit County, midway between Akron and Cleveland, right where the Ohio Turnpike and Interstate 77 meet at 5171 Brecksville Road, the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. That's where we meet. Well, we're going to get into our phone calls here this evening, and we have Ken calling in first. And Ken, welcome to the program tonight.
Oh, praise the Lord, brother.
Amen. Good to have you with us tonight. Welcome.
Yeah, I wanted to see your take on... I listened to President Trump's State of the Union address,
mm-hmm.
and the whole time I was listening for him to say something for the pro-life. Something for the pro-life to stand
I believe
up.
He did. I'm trying to remember what it was. He didn't spend a whole lot of time on it, but he did say something.
I didn't hear it.
Off the top of my head, I can't tell you exactly what it was. I know there were several good things that he said. If I can think about it, I'll mention it. But, yeah.
I was just so disappointed. But I just kept hoping for that March for Life in Washington when he spoke and
mm-hmm.
for his State of the Union that he would kick off the heartbeat bill.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have expected him, you know, to push the heartbeat bill in the State of the Union address. I do believe he said something that had something to do with life. We'll see if we can find that, and if we do, we'll mention that here before the program goes. He did have some other clear points that were excellent. One of them is the defense of the decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moving our embassy there. That was quite good. Another one was the recognition that it's faith and family that's important. Here's the quote I was looking for. Together we are rediscovering the American way. In America, we know that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are the center of American life. The motto is, "In God we trust." And there was a point where he was recognizing a police officer who was saved who saved a baby from a drug addict, and I believe that's where he recognized the sanctity of life, when he was relating a case where the baby, the officer spoke to his own wife, and they adopted this baby so that it would not I'm trying to remember, was the woman pregnant? I think the drug addict, the woman who was a drug addict, was pregnant. And he recognized this police officer and his wife, who stepped up to the plate, convinced her not to get an abortion, and they adopted the baby when the baby was born. They helped out so that the baby could come into the world and be a healthy baby, and they took the baby in. So, yeah, that's one of the areas where I believe that he did touch on the sanctity of life and recognizing somebody who prevented an abortion from taking place. So,
I know the heartbeat pill is sitting in committee in Washington, D.C.
Right, right. And that's something that certainly encourage people to contact their representatives about. We had the Pain Capable Act that passed in the House, and then when it went to the Senate, I believe all but about four or five Democrats voted against it. And unfortunately, I think there were a few Republicans who voted against it, and it failed in the Senate. So it's an ongoing battle. It's an ongoing battle. But yeah, I'm glad that he did recognize, you know, the importance of saving an unborn child when he shared the account of the police officer who saved the baby that the woman who was a drug addict was carrying. So yeah,
okay,
so
that's all I wanted to speak
about. Okay, well, I appreciate that. And hey, you got to keep listening to these guys, because it's people like you and the rest of our listeners that hold their politicians' feet to the fire. So appreciate you bringing that up and making us think about that tonight.
Yeah, we're praying, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, keep doing so. Keep doing so. Thank you for that, Ken. I appreciate that. All right. Well, again, you're listening to Late Night live with Pastor Al, and you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We've got Daryl calling in next, and Daryl, welcome to the program tonight.
How you doing, Pastor Al?
I am doing well. How are you?
All right. You know who this is, don't you?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're a lot warmer than I am right now.
Yeah. And
if you look out your window, it looks considerably different than when I look out my window.
And even though I'll just briefly say this, you're not where you're supposed to be down here, but hey, you'll always be in our hearts down here. Trust me.
Well, I really appreciate that, Daryl. Just to let our listeners know, I had mentioned our website earlier, livewithpastoral.com, and I have some information there explaining what's happening with our Tampa broadcast. We've got $190 built up, and when we reach about $4,500, we'll be able to purchase 6 months' time down in Tampa again. So we're looking forward and anxiously hoping to be back on the air there before you know it. So keep praying for us.
Yes, I will. And I'll just say this one scripture, but that's not the scripture that I want to ask you about. But one scripture is like, having therefore done all to stand therefore. And that's what we down here, and we want to let you know, Richfield Baptist Church, we really do appreciate you, and we appreciate you, Pastor Al. Now, the scripture that I wanted to ask you about, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, and I believe this is the correct quotation,
mm-hmm.
You can ask what you will in my name of the Father, and it will be granted unto you. What did Jesus mean about that, and what does it mean about abiding in him?
Yeah, that is a question that people have come up with before, and somebody asked me something very similar to this just recently, not the exact scripture, but we can find this scripture here in, let's see here. I was just looking it up here in the Gospel of John. Yeah, here it is. The Gospel of John, chapter 15.
Mm-hmm.
And John 15, verse number 7, Jesus says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now, of course, he is talking in this context here. It starts out at the beginning of the chapter where Jesus says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And he's talking about abiding in him, just like the branch abides in the vine. And we think about this like the grapevine, and you have the main trunk of the grapevine, you know, the main vine, the thick one that the branches go off from, and those branches bear fruit, but they can't bear any fruit except they abide, you know, in the vine, in that thick vine that goes down into the ground and pulls, you know, the water and the nutrients up out of the soil. So Jesus is the vine, we're the branches, and we have to abide in him. He's talking about that analogy there leading up to this. And then that's where he says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. And it's interesting because it starts with why. The personal pronouns here do ye and you. And that tells us that these are plural personal pronouns. As I remind people, when you're reading the King James Version of the Bible, there's a distinction that's kept there that reflects the original languages of the singular and the personal, or I'm sorry, the singular and the plural personal pronouns. And so since this is plural here, I think we're talking about believers, you know, in general, and I think maybe you could even make an application to churches must abide in Christ. If a church is not rooted and grounded in Christ, you know, they're not going to be able to bear fruit. In fact,
can I ask you this real quickly? Because by you just saying that, you just raised another question. Well, now this is about salvation. Now, I believe once you're saved, you're always saved. But Jesus also says something about every branch that does not bring fruit is, I guess, broken off and cast into the fire. Is that talking about a loss of salvation? But then that would contradict other scriptures that saying that those that come to me, I will in no wise cast them out. What is it saying?
Well, that's where it's important to see that these are plural personal pronouns. In fact, if I go back through this, the whole thing, I did not read out loud everything there, but it's the plural personal pronoun the whole way through here. And that's important. You know, if ye abide in me, ye are the branches, talking about the branches bearing fruit. And the more I look at this, the more I would have to say, since a plural personal pronoun is being used here rather than a singular, this would be more applicable to churches if you think about it. And here's why. A church that abides in Christ, a church that's doing the Lord's will, a church that is following, allowing God to lead them, is going to be abiding in Christ, and they're going to bear fruit. If they're not abiding in Christ, and they're not bearing fruit, those churches will be cast aside. You see the difference? There's a lot of churches in the Bible that are mentioned, a church at Antioch, a church in Jerusalem, church in churches in Galatia, etc. But those churches don't exist today. Somewhere along the line, those churches stopped abiding in Christ, and they were plucked out, and they were cast aside and burned. Now, individual Christians maintain their salvation. Christ maintains our salvation, but as churches, this is a warning that collectively, as believers, because it's using the plural personal pronoun, as believers, we must, as a body of believers, which a church is a body of believers that meets together, you know, for the purpose of serving God, performing his work. And if we stop serving God, if we start serving self, we start trying to make a name for ourselves as a church, you know, and money for ourselves as a church. You know how some churches think they've arrived and they kind of program God out of the services. Everything's done, you know, according to the way they want it, not the way God wants it. And those are churches that are not abiding in Christ. Those are the ones that he prunes away. And so, yeah, so I don't think there's a contradiction here between, you know, eternal security here. You know, now, if this said, if thou abidest in me, you know, then it would be a singular personal pronoun, and it would make this much more difficult. And, you know, even though I know the difference between the singular and the personal pronouns, oftentimes I'll read through this myself, and I'll forget to look at the distinction, you know, initially. And it's like this, you know, when somebody like such as yourself asks me a question, and we have to go back and look at this, you know, we have to look closely at what's there. Now, let me do touch on something there, because there are other passages talking about believers, you know, praying and asking for things. And one of the things here, and of course, this is corporately as a group of believers, it says, ye shall ask what ye, I'm sorry, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. So a church that's abiding in Christ and following God's word, they're going to ask what they will according to God's word. They're not going to, obviously, our church, you know, we're praying and asking God to bless and help us to be able to maintain our radio broadcasts and all that. But I'm not asking God to bless and you know, give us the Taj Mahal for a church building, you know, or something right. like that. That would be ridiculous for me to pray that and for our church to pray that because, you know, for one thing, you know, the Taj Mahal's certainly not even a Christian building. And right. then could you imagine if God miraculously brought it all the way to northern Ohio, the expense we'd have in maintaining the thing. So I could not honestly, in good conscience, pray that prayer because it would make no sense. You know, and so a church that's abiding in Christ is and in his word is going to pray and ask for things in accordance with God's will, in accordance with his word, and, you know, and it shall be done for them. And I think by extension, we can apply that to believers. Oftentimes, God lays upon somebody's heart. I remember when I was praying initially about going on the radio, and this was before our church was praying about it, God laid it on my heart. And I began praying much along the lines of, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, you know, help it come to pass. And, you know, here I am, you know, 10 and a half years later, still at it. And then God laid it on my wife's heart to do it. And then he laid it on our church's heart to do it. And now collectively as a church, we've prayed and God has put us on the radio and kept us there. So, yeah, so this, I think, yeah, has to do with a church, you know, a group of believers serving Christ in accordance with his will. But like you said, the idea of eternal security, you know, he gave us eternal life, which by definition doesn't end. And that's right. Pretty simple right there.
Well, Pastor Al, I just want to say thank you, and I wish I could hear the broadcast. So I probably will call in from time to time.
All right.
You have to update me on your subject.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a smartphone?
No, I do not.
Okay. And, access to the internet.
Well, no, I don't have a personal computer. I was calling in. I'm calling. I guess they call it blind calling.
Right. But no, that's fine. I'm glad to have you.
I'm legally blind, but I'm saved,
mm-hmm.
and I'm looking forward to my brand new body on the other side.
Amen.
And I'm learned to say this. I thank God for the test and the trials. And yeah, sometimes it gets discouraging. I don't know, well, God, where you're leading me down this path. But I firmly believe in his promises. I believe in his word. I believe in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to whatever God has for me. And I know he's my keeper and he's my sustainer and he is my source, not resource, but my source.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning to say that every day. And once I heard your broadcast, I was looking forward to it every Sunday night.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me leave you with this, Daryl. We're going into the break. Fanny Crosby right. wrote a song where she talked about she was blind. She lost her sight due to an accident. They put the wrong stuff in her eyes when she was born. So she spent all her life blind, and she wrote a song. I can't think of the name of it, but basically, in the chorus of it, she says that she'll see him, okay, because she'll have eyes for the first time. She'll see him. But you know how she said she'll know him? She'll know him by the nail prints in his hands. So think about that. And she's saying, I'm going to have sight. I'm going to see him. But, of course, when you can't see, you know, touch is important, isn't it? And that's how she's going to know him, because she said, I'm going to reach out and I'm going to feel the nail prints in his hands, and I'll know it's him. You know, I might see him for the first time, but I'm going to know it's him by the print of the nails in his hand. I can't think of the title of the song right now, but probably a number of people are thinking of it right now. But if we do it, I'll mention it here in the next half.
I know you're coming up on a break, and I'll just say, and I'll hang up, and I'll just say God bless you and your church and all you guys working in the studios and stuff. I used to be a gopher around a radio station, too, so I know what it's like. So I just want to say thank you, and we'll be looking forward to getting back on the air down here.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your call tonight, Daryl, and God bless you. You have a good evening.
You too.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, stay tuned. We've got another half hour to go. We're coming up on a break, and I believe we've got somebody else coming in. Well, hopefully they'll hold over here for us, and we'll pick them up on the second half. And a number of things I'd like to talk about, too, this evening. Let's see. I just want to throw this out here before the break. Don't have time to get to the caller, but I wanted to touch on the memo that came out on Friday. There's some interesting things with that, important things with that, that I believe that we need to know about. I believe that God is revealing some secret things through that memo release. Well, stay tuned. We've got another half hour to go. Stay with us. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why? Well, because the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program.
Back
You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I'll be with you until midnight tonight. And I hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation here this evening. Just a reminder, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can link to our Facebook page from there. More information about the program there, and also our home church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I'm the pastor. You can link there from that as well. You can also link to our sponsor, East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, at our page as well. Just go to livewithpastoral.com and scroll down. You'll see them on the left-hand side there. And East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights is located at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. If you give them a call, East Coast Pizza, give them a call at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza, 216-341-9100. Also, if you're interested in opening up your own pizza business, or maybe you've got a restaurant, you need a great pizza recipe to go with it, give East Coast Pizza a call at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. Ask for Gus. He can help you get started for a lot less than what you might think possible. All right, we're going to get back to our program here. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And I believe we've got Tom still waiting on the phone for us. And Tom, welcome to the program tonight.
Oh, hello, Pastor. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, good evening. Welcome. How are you faring tonight?
Real good. They are just, you know, I'm out looking out the window here, and I'm getting ready for spring. I'm sick of this.
Well, don't worry. I have been on good authority that it's going to warm up in another 3 or 4 months.
There you go. Oh, yeah, I never did trust what the groundhog had to say. I figured it was going to be 6 weeks anyway.
Well, he did say 6 weeks, more weeks of winter. I guess both Pennsylvania's Puxatony Phil and Ohio's Buckeye Chuck both saw their shadow, said six more weeks of winter. Now, had they not seen their shadow, it would have been, I believe, a month and a half more of winter.
Well, there you go. Anyway, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Before I do, I just wanted to do a follow-up on your last caller there. And, you know, over the years, we learned how to grow in the Lord. But I'll tell you, I know I always tell people it's always a safe bet. When you're praying, you know, we want to veer off and sometimes, you know, ask God for our wants, and that's okay, but we're always on safe ground if we remember a simple rule. You know, we can always pray for the spiritual and physical needs of people, and that's in the will of God.
Well, absolutely, and we, yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, I was at, you know, getting back, I want to, my question is about current events, and you know, the uproar that really is not being publicized in the news media over the Middle East with when Trump announced there late last year that he was going to, the United States was going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital. So
right.
There is a lot of commotion over there right now about that. And I understand that John Kerry was over there, and I believe he was talking to one of the Palestinian leaders over there, and somebody caught him off camera saying that, trying to assure this man that just be patient, that Trump isn't going to be president that much longer. Did you hear anything like that? It was I picked it up on another Christian broadcast Friday, but I haven't really been able to get to an internet and research it or anything. Are you aware of that?
Well, there's a related article that ties in with what you're saying, and this doesn't have exactly what you're saying, but I was just scrolling through here in an attempt to find it. Actually, here's two other things that relate to this. The European Union has restated its opposition to U.S. plans on Jerusalem and a show of support for Palestinian statehood. And then also the European Union diplomats are trying to move to undermine Trump's plan to establish Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And some of this information may have come out from that. But there was also, and by the way, those articles, I have them on our Facebook page, And they came from the EUObserver.com website. They had some interesting things. But let me come down here. There's another one here, and this is former Secretary of State John Kerry, reportedly advising the Palestinian Authority leader. This is the guy, Mahmoud Abbas, who wished for America's house to be destroyed. And this article here, which the ACLJ, American Civil, or what is it, American Civil Liberties, no, I'm sorry, American Center for Law and Justice. I'll get that correct. Yeah. I don't want to get it the other way. American Center for Law and Justice. That's it. The Jay Sekulow's group. Right. And they are on the radio quite a bit, number of stations. And they talked about a meeting that took place in London between John Kerry and the Palestinian Authority chairman. This is Hussein Aga, who's a close advisor to the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Now, all these guys are terrorists. I mean, we know the background on Mahmoud Abbas. I'm not as familiar with Hussein Aga, but Mahmoud Abbas has a bloody trail of footprints in his wake. Otherwise he wouldn't have become the president of the Palestinian Association, which is a terrorist organization in its own right. I remember when I was in the Air Force, we used to see stuff that his predecessor, Yasser Arafat, some of the stuff that he did and the Palestinian Authority did in the related organization, Palestinian Liberation Organization. I mean, these are evil, wicked men. In the Air Force, I saw a lot of stuff that never made it into the media, classified materials showing what was going on in the Middle East, and not just in the Middle East, stuff that was going on outside of the Middle East, in Europe and elsewhere in the world, other locations in the world that these people are guilty of. And that's what Mahmoud Abbas and presumably Hussein Aga, they came to power in that, came of age in that that sort of an atmosphere. But here's Kerry that through the State Department, when he was the Secretary of State before Hillary Clinton, funneled money into these people, and their goal, Mahmoud Abbas's goal, is to replace the government of Israel with a government run by his son. Some Freedom of Information Act requests, the ACLJ found out that during the Obama administration gave State Department money, which is your and I's tax dollars, to One Voice. One Voice is an anti-Israel Palestine activist organization to help fund their campaign against Israel. And Abbas's son, Yasser Mahmoud Abbas, who is the senior leader of One Voice, this is the goal that they had. This is was a previous report, says this: true to its word, One Voice used this money to expand its social media network and voter database, and even hired an American firm to train activists in grassroots campaigning. When new elections were announced in December 2014, One Voice joined the anti-Netanyahu campaign known as Victory 15 or V15, using the infrastructure it created with State Department money. Now, translation, that means the infrastructure they created with U.S. taxpayer money. One Voice helped launch a multi-million-dollar grassroots campaign with one objective: replace the government of Israel. Now, this is another scandal that's bubbling under the surface, that, this FISA memo that came out from the House Intelligence Committee last Friday.
You're going to talk about that, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how much we'll get to that tonight because the time ran out. But I was going to say, this is something that may yet come to light, because remember what the big complaint of the Democrats was and the Hillary campaign was, that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians. Yeah. Of course, this FISA memo has shown that we have strong evidence that the Democrat National Committee, Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, and the Obama administration colluded with the Russians to steal the election for Hillary.
Yeah,
and this is what's coming out. People don't realize this because they haven't read it. I mean, I've read the FISA memo. I read it last Friday when it was released to the public. And I don't want to get distracted there at the moment. But here's the thing I was going to say. They were complaining about, oh, it's a travesty that that they are allowing a foreign government to influence our election, a travesty. Well, this thing that I'm just reading here, Secretary of State John Kerry and the Obama administration took your tax dollars and my tax dollars, gave it to a terrorist organization to affect the election of a close ally. Israel is one of the closest allies to the United States in the world. It's the closest ally in the Middle East. And here we are, through the Obama administration, funneling United States tax dollars to terrorist organizations to affect the outcome of a sovereign country's election for their leadership.
Not now, to mention the Iran deal, no less.
Yeah, and but I mean, when we look at this, you can see what Kerry is doing, and it makes it reasonable to presume that Kerry is thinking, well, you know, Trump's not going to be along, and then we'll be back to business as usual.
That's what I thought was interesting. You know what? You know what's afoot here? I think they've been working at behind the scenes, trying to figure out which way they can get him impeached.
Yeah. Well, business as usual for the Palestinian Authority is to eliminate the state of Israel. I mean, Psalm 83 has the people who make up the Palestinian Authority and the usual suspects, as it were, there talking about they're going to, destroy the name of Israel. It will no longer be remembered. And that's what they're trying to do. But, yeah, through the I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It just seems like it's the tip of the iceberg to reveal. It's showing us, and I think we're going to see more of the mass corruption, the unbelievable corruption that's been going on in our government for quite some time.
Well, you know, this is the thing. Some of us remember what happened with Watergate, and remember, you know, the big thing was that President Nixon and his campaign, Republicans, they broke into the Watergate hotel room where the campaign staff was gathered, had all their stuff for the Democrats, and they bungled a burglary there, and then Richard Nixon hid 18 minutes of audio tape.
Right.
And now this right here, this is some key details from what was given in the memo that was released Friday. Number one is that the Steele dossier formed an essential part of the initial and all three renewal FISA applications against Carter Page. Now, this dossier, which, it was a Republican, I think it was it wasn't Cruz, who am I thinking of? Rubio campaign, I think, that initially started with this. They dropped it, and the Fusion One Fusion GPS, I guess, is the one that they picked this up, and it got picked up by the Democrat campaign. And the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC provided Steele with, I believe I read here, about $160,000 that we know of to get this falsified document. And it's been, well, even James Comey, the former FBI director, told President Trump I believe it was in January or February, that it was a salacious document. It wasn't that reliable. Yet that same man, James Comey, in October, took this salacious, unreliable document, and he certified to the FISA court, or Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, that this identified the one individual, Page, that they targeted, that he was not just under the influence of a foreign state, but that he was the agent of a foreign state. Now, Steele was the agent of a foreign state. Steele was a former British intelligence officer, and they were colluding with the Russians. So,
incredible.
Yeah, let me give you this piece right here. Let me see if I can find it here real quick, because inside of the FISA thing, there was a statement that a lot of people probably missed that said that they were not looking for probable cause under Title VII. Now, Title VII would be like if you had incidentally sat down, you know, next to a foreign intelligence agent that was under surveillance. And so they saw you and they wanted to see what your connection was with this guy, okay?
Right.
So you would be kind of an incidental sort of individual, somebody who has come up in the course of the investigation. Instead, they got a Title I authorization, probable cause under Title I. The difference between Title VII and Title I is that Title I makes Page to be a foreign intelligence agent, and by doing that, they were allowed to surveil and watch and investigate anybody that he had conversations with, anybody he had contact with, working contacts, communications, social contacts. Guess who he worked for? The Trump campaign. Through this falsified data that they used, that they admitted. In fact, former Deputy Director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, he said that this FISA warrant would not have been gotten if it weren't for this Steele dossier that was not credible.
Let me ask you, if this comes to a full-blown investigation, who investigates? I mean, obviously, you can't even. The FBI is not capable of investigating.
Well, the United States Congress should be doing the investigation here.
This Department of Justice is all involved with this.
Yeah, in fact, these documents, these applications, and the renewals were signed off. And the memo lists the various people, including Director Comey and various people with the Department of Justice who signed off on this. And they even took some reports from Yahoo News that Steele had leaked to Yahoo News and used that as an independent source corroborating what Steele was saying. So, you know, it would be like if you told me something and said, hey, if you don't believe it, go check out this guy, and then you told that guy what to say.
Well,
you know, not very independent.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe the good Lord is gonna really open things up here. And,
well, I think he is. I think he is.
Gonna,
but
he's going to shed light on
more
light. I think it's very interesting. We got to.
Well, yeah, and in this document, or I'm sorry, this order that they got allowing them to do the surveillance allowed them access to the entire Trump campaign.
Yeah.
Before the election, you had the past administration using the police, intelligence, and security apparatus of the United States government to spy on the campaign of a party opposite from the party that was in charge on behalf of a campaign, on behalf of the Hillary campaign, on behalf of the Democrat National Committee.
Yeah, I think it's you know, not that Watergate was, you know, that was serious.
I think this
is deeper and much more serious.
This is much deeper. This makes Richard Nixon look like a piker compared to what these guys have done. And
it kind of brings to mind a Bible passage, Pastor. Maybe you'll agree with me. You know, your sin will find you out.
Yeah. Well, here's another passage related to that, and I believe that Donald Trump's kind of like King Josiah in the Southern Kingdom of Judah. He was the last godly king. God used him to clean out a lot of sin and wickedness in the kingdom. before bringing judgment, the final judgment on the kingdom. But look at this in Daniel chapter 2, verse number 21. It says, "He changeth the times and seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding." Let me pause there for a moment. You know, everybody thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win. I mean, it really looked that way.
Absolutely.
Donald Trump thought that she was going to win. Yeah. But I believe God intervened, and despite having the intelligence and police and security forces of our country weaponized against the Trump campaign on behalf of the Hillary Clinton campaign, Donald Trump still won. He still won. After he won, they did everything they could to discredit him. I believe they were trying to keep the Electoral College from casting their vote for him as the President of the United States. Yeah. Yeah. And then they tried, after that was passed, to keep him from being inaugurated, and then the whole impeachment things. But listen to this verse in Daniel 2, verse 22, after he says he removeth kings and setteth up kings. It says, "He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him."
Oh, yeah.
God knew what was going on in this deep state corruption.
Absolutely.
And he knew the forces that were arrayed against Donald Trump. But I believe that God intervened and prevented the deep state and all of this filthy corruption from preventing preventing Hillary from winning and elevating Donald Trump to the position of president. And he's bringing these things out now so that as a nation we can deal with these things. Hey, we're fast running out of time here, Tom, and let me point something else out, too. The initial document that was declassified was top secret. Now, top secret is far more serious than secret. It's an order of magnitude beyond secret. I had a top secret clearance. I know what it takes. It takes more to get a top secret clearance than to get a secret clearance. A lot more. Top secret material is material that's considered could cause grave harm to the United States, to our national security.
Right.
And this was classified top secret.
Well,
to be released meant that they thought that the information in this document was worth the risk of harm that it might cause to our country. It also had a caveat on it called no foreign. No foreign means it's not to be distributed to foreign entities. A lot of our classified material goes to our allies. You know, people think of D-Day. Obviously, we had top secret documents shared with the Canadians, the British, the New Zealanders, you know, different one, the Americans and all.
Well,
but no foreign means that nobody, even our closest allies, were allowed to see this. Because when you look at it, this memo that suggests that the top security and law enforcement professionals in our country could be used like they were a banana republic. This is just unbelievable.
Well, it's a treasonable offense, I think.
Treason and or sedition, right. You know, and people ought to start looking those terms up. And people ought to be getting a hold of their congressmen, congresswomen, and asking that this gets looked into. The United States Congress has, the authority here to look into this because it's the Department of Justice. It's the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's the executive branch under the Obama administration. It's Democrat National Committee.
Yeah, and I think there's something
guilty
with that Mueller, too. And I think Donald Trump is being very cautious.
Yeah.
And that's why he has not fired him.
I think he's trying to get all his ducks in a row. Tom, we're out of time today. I want to thank you for bringing
show.
This up.
Okay.
And
thank
God
you.
Bless. I want to thank all our listeners. Join us next time. Stay warm. And God bless.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.
Hi, this is Sean Petter with Liberty Addiction Recovery. You know, temptation can be one of life's greatest struggles. It can lead you into a life of guilt, depression, and even addiction. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. You see, God will not leave you stranded in your addictions. And if you or anyone you know is struggling with an addiction, please feel free to join us every Friday night at 7 p.m. for Liberty Addiction Recovery. Remember, God has made a way of escape, and we'd be happy to help you find it. For more information, please go to www.libertyvalleychurch.org/addiction or give us a call at 330-554-7606.
WHKW Cleveland.